Thank you.
I may be the only person I know that gets really irritated when I'm at the airport and I'm listening to the PA system consistently come on, because I don't know about you guys, I'm terrified of flying. The statistics sound off to me with public speaking and death. 35,000 feet between me and the ground is pretty horrifying. It'd be awful. So I just want to sit in the terminal and at the gate with my bad cup of coffee and snack and playing games on my phone without hearing the constant, you know, John Smith, please get your flight because you're running late, or Lindsay Harris, you lost your keys. I'd like to just sit and relax. So in December of 2018, my oldest son, who had just turned 8, he and I got asked to be in a wedding. I was going to officiate the wedding. He was going to be the ring bearer, and this was a former neighbor of ours in California. Boo. And so we were going to take a flight, and we were really excited about being in this wedding. Zach excited at 8 years old to be the ring bearer. And so if you've ever flown from Boise to Southern California, there's always one stop. So there's always a stop. You're going to stop in Vegas. You're going to stop in Oakland, where my Raiders were originally from. Or you're going to stop in Sacramento. And our stop was in Sacramento, which actually I was really excited about. If you've ever been to Sacramento Airport, it's easy to get through. It's one of the few airports. It's not gigantic, but it's easy to get through. There's a couple good restaurants. So we start our flight, and we get into Sacramento. And we get into the airport, and we get to our gate really quickly. And the gate is packed with people. And I'm thinking, that's our flight, is packed with people. And I find 2 seats at the gate. And I'm like, okay, son, let's go. And we've got a couple of carry-ons because we're only going for a weekend. So we've got a couple of carry-ons, backpacks, you know, all this stuff that I'm carrying because he's a wimp and can't carry anything. So we get everything over to our seats and I get everything settled. And, you know, and I'm starting to wind down. And at some point, it's about 10 minutes before they're going to line us up for our next flight. And Zach leans over and says, hey, Dad, I need to go to the bathroom. Right? And initial parent question, can you hold it? And he's like, no, it's an emergency. And so inevitable next parent question, is it number one or number two? Right? So he says it's number one, but it's an emergency. I'm like, okay. It's really inconvenient to pick all this stuff up, right? We've been here a little while, I'm relaxing. I pick all this stuff up, I'm gonna go take a number one, and we're gonna lose our seats because the place is packed. So I'm like, do you think maybe you could do it, like go by yourself? And he's hesitant, and he says, yeah, I can do that. And okay, all right, and I'm giving him direction. It's just around the right. Remember, we passed it on the way in. You remember that? Oh, yeah. Okay, it's just around the right. Go to the bathroom. Come right back. Okay, and I send him off, and he toddles off. You know when you make a decision? And you know right away it's the wrong one? Yeah. This was absolutely that moment where I kind of sat and went, man, this could really go bad. Or I'm going to have huge bragging rights with my wife and be like, he went to the bathroom by himself. So it's like 5 minutes later. And 5 minutes later, I'm like, okay, either number one turned into number two or like something's going on. So I'm like, I don't want to grab all the stuff. I'm just going to ask somebody around here if they can just watch my stuff. And I remember peeing around. And this is true. The only thing I remember is the person I wasn't going to ask, which is this kid right across the way who had his headphones on. He's dead asleep, which today I'd probably be like, hey, dude, let's talk. But now, like, at this point, I'm like, I'm going to ask him. So I'm peering around. Who am I going to ask? And at this moment, I'm like, I'm about to say, pardon me, excuse me, to somebody. And the PA comes on, right? The public service mess. I'm like, and no, I'm frustrated. I'm like, I'm trying to ask somebody to watch my stuff, PA. And at that point, it processes somewhere in there. I think they just said my name. But normally, I'm like, what idiot do they have to call? I'm the idiot. And I remember I stood up. I hadn't even asked anybody about watching my stuff, but I stood up and I'm kind of wandering. And they said, Ryan Drabek, please come to United Gate 33. It's urgent.
Oh no.
So now I'm really stuck. I didn't ask anybody to watch our stuff. Which you at the airport, you're not supposed to leave your stuff anywhere. I just aimlessly wandered away from our stuff. And I'm wandering kind of towards the bathroom and I hear it again, Ryan Drabek. Come to United Gate 33. It's urgent. So now I do, all I can describe it as is a fumble run. Like I'm like, fumble. And if you know my family, they know this is true. Like I literally was in the turn, like here's the gate, here's the center part, here's the other gate. I'm in the center part, just. And I had run like toward, I was kind of fumble running towards the bathroom. The bathroom, not gate 33. The bathroom, because for whatever reason, maybe he's in the bathroom still. So I fumble run. Anyway, at some point across the terminal in one of the gates, I just see a small figure. Parents, you know. Like, you know when you know it's your kid. And I out of the corner of my eye, I see Zach, and he's standing next to this counter, and he is sobbing, sobbing. And so then it becomes less of a fumble run, more of like a relief. Something terrible doesn't happen, and becomes like that slow-mo, like, you know, end of the movie, Chariots of Fire, you know, like, father really, you know, we had this huge embrace, and we hug, and, you know, my lost son was found, right? It was like a very, you know, prodigal son type thing, although I was the one that messed up. So I quite literally think I didn't call and tell my wife for probably at least 2 days. Yeah. Like, it was like a couple days later. I'm like, hey, by the way, funny thing happened at the airport. I think he was FaceTiming with her that night. I'm like, Mom, whatever the airport. Anyway. I think my so what, to be honest with you, was, you know, with all the stuff, it was inconvenient, right? He needed to go to the bathroom, something really, like a menial task, and he needed to go to the bathroom, and it was inconvenient for me. And I think what I learned from it, or, you know, when I really thought about this, it's inconvenience, it's not a good excuse. Yeah. Not for parenting, not for our friends, not for our family, and, you know, inconvenience can't be that barrier to us spending time with our families. One of the other things I thought about too in this is, you know, people that we lead, whether it's our kids, whether it's at work, in any respect, it's always good to give them, you know, the ability to branch out and to do, you know, amazing things and to take risks. But we have to know our kids. We have to know the people that we lead and give them enough space, but enough space to succeed and maybe know when to walk them through some of those things. Another thing I learned is we really need to give those people that get called on the PAs.
Thank you.
You guys cannot be so mean. So just remember. Okay, thank you.